This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Right now, we are joined by Brian Robinson Jr. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. B-Rob, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
B-Rob.
Doing well. Did you do your homework? Did you figure out your walk-up song for this week? Or is that still a work in progress?
Oh, yeah. It's still up in the air. I should have that to you by the end of this week.
Okay. All right. All right.
Did
good.
You think about it or did you forget? It's okay to admit you forgot.
I totally forgot. I'm so sorry.
Of course you did.
It's good, man. You got other things on your mind.
That's okay. Happened the same thing with Nick Dowd. Who's a fellow guy from Alabama, Nick Dowd from the Capitals.
That's correct.
Yeah. Did you know?
He chose Sweet Home Alabama's his walk-up.
Did you know that there's a Washington Capital who's from Alabama, which is kind of strange because hockey is a northern sport, but he's from Alabama.
What part, though? That's probably why I don't know. If he's from some part like
Huntsville,
yeah.
Oh. That seemed pretty common. I guess Huntsville is a. Seem like an area that can produce hockey players, I guess.
Really?
Okay.
How far is Huntsville from Tuskegee?
About 2 hours.
Okay.
About 2 hours.
All right. Well, you work on that for next week.
Yes.
All right. So we wanted to talk to you about first not playing on Sunday because I saw like a sideline conversation you were having there with Coach Quinn, and at that time, I don't know that we knew your status. Can you kind of take us through the whole decision-making process? Did you think you were going to play on Sunday? What happened?
I was hoping to be ready to play on Sunday. Obviously, the conversation me and Coach was having was just regarding, how I was feeling. And, we just kind of came to an agreement, based off of where I was and, what the future, looks like. And I just... he made a decision that, it probably wasn't best for me to try to, go. And, which I was on the same page with him. So, there was just us out there trying to test, my strength and where I was to see if it was a great decision for me to play.
So when you woke up in the hotel on Sunday morning, did you think to yourself, I can't go?
I never really, just check myself out of it. I'm always, gonna give myself the best chance to be available. So, I was hoping that, by the time I, got over to the stadium and did my preparation and stuff before I go out that I would, be feeling, how I would need to feel to play a game. And, we went through some drills and some steps and we just, figured out, where I was at and, we kind of made the decision from there.
Brian, was it more an issue with the knee or the hamstring? Because I know that earlier in the season you were having issues with the knee, and I think the hamstring is a more recent issue for you.
Yeah, I feel like, those are kind of lingering things, that correlate with each other. you know, but it was definitely more on the hamstring side, you know, and, you know, dealing with a hamstring is very, very strict. You know, you gotta, you know, kind of be, you know, strict on it and make sure that you, you know, taking the proper, you know, steps, you know, as far as coming back. And I feel like that's another reason why that my time scale has been a little bit more prolonged, just because maybe I have not been taking those proper steps, and it's about time that I started doing that.
Mm-hmm. So when I was watching the pregame show, I can't remember if it was on, I guess it was on CBS. The camera was on you and Dan Quinn, and I can't remember the third person. You were standing on the side of the field mm-hmm. talking. Were you trying to convince Dan, yeah, I can go, or was he saying, you know what, it's not worth it. Let's, if you're not feeling 100%, let's sit you out and wait till next week.
Well, actually, me and Quinn, we was on the same page with it. You know, I told him, you know, exactly where I was with it, you know, exactly how I felt, and you know, he told me how he felt about it, and you know, we just, you know, made sure that we was, you know, just on the same page with everything, and you know, it wasn't, you know, just one pulling against the other mm-hmm. or anything like that. It wasn't me trying to convince him to like let me play. You know, we was clearly on the same page.
So, Brian, obviously, a lot is being talked about with this team being 7-2, and it usually starts with Jaden Daniels. But I thought the offensive line balled out this week in particular, facing a Giants team that was number one in sacks. Dexter Lawrence actually led the league in sacks coming into this game. Talk about how impressed you were, because you were just a fan, just like us, with the offensive line.
Right. This offensive line has literally just been getting stronger and stronger, man. I admire their growth and just how much accountability they take, you know, just as a unit. And it shows, you know, week in and week out, you know. And I couldn't just be more proud of them, because, you know, I just see so much growth in them. And, you know, guys, the leaders, you know, stepping up and, you know, taking that group under their wing, and they're starting to, you know, show, you know, who they are and what they can be.
I mean, they're balling. I mean, JP just threw out the stats. So the Giants were number one in the league in sacks. They were up there in quarterback hits, too. They didn't touch JD. They didn't touch him the entire game, I don't think.
I mean, that's the winning standard around here. You know, that's what we play. That's how we're supposed to play the game. You know, and, you know, that's great for them that they was able to, you know, do their jobs, you know, and make sure that a defense like that was not able to touch our quarterback. You know, hats off to them, and the job that they've been doing as a unit to just, you know, make sure they're protecting our quarterback and just, you know, becoming the unit that, you know, they want to be.
Talking to Brian Robinson Jr. on the year, he's run for 461 yards, has 6 touchdowns. Anthony Lynn, what has he meant to the running back room?
See, Lynn, he's a great, relatable guy. Like, he's, you know, experienced so much. You know, he's so helpful to us. Like, just with, it's the simple thing. It's not even about, like he doesn't have to do, like, nothing extremely extra to coach us. You know, it's just literally about, like, sharpening our tools. And he does a great job of just making sure that we are staying ahead of our game.
B-Rob, is there a friendly rivalry brewing between you and Jaden? Because right now, you only lead him by 2 yards for the team lead in rushing so far this season. Is there a back and forth between you guys as far as, like, who's going to lead the team in rushing? You guys are super close. You have 461. He's at 459.
Well, that's unfortunately very, very close. but I can't help that I have a quarterback with running ability that Jada has, speed and awareness he has to, you know, break pockets and break off long runs and big runs. So, like, you know, I just got to do my part all the time, you know, and it's always good to see that I have somebody next to me or a quarterback that can, you know, put up as much or more yards than I can. It's just crazy.
Brian, just talk about the difference – you know, it is from last year to this year in terms of when you're driving into Ashburn, driving to the facility, and, you know, you're looking forward to being there. Dan Quinn always talks about the brotherhood. That's the, you've used that word too, and he's used that word, brotherhood. It's just a totally different vibe. There was a story, I don't know if you saw this, there was a story over the weekend, Brian, that certain players who might be traded were telling their agents, I want to be traded to the Commanders. I don't know if you saw that. But now people want to come play there. There's something different. There's something brewing in your locker room that's totally different than the last 4 years when Rivera was there. And we like Ron Rivera, Brian. We like him. Nice guy. Yeah. We didn't think – no, nice guy. Just didn't do a good job, coaching and then or drafting. But besides you, of course. But talk about just the brotherhood and how different it is this year compared to last year.
Okay, well, honestly, I just feel like it's just a lot of winning attitudes flowing around here. Like, a lot of guys that, wants to win, guys that have been here that haven't won since they've been here, and we finally get, a coach, coaches with, the same type of drive and motives, to just, help us, want to, win. And, everybody feels it, in the building. Guys from outside the building, they obviously see it. They feel it. When they play us, they feel our energy, and it's contagious. I don't see how it can't be contagious. Anybody who's a true competitor, a true baller, and wants to win and wants to be a part of a winning culture, they should be blowing up when they see us coming.
All right, so let's get to Jaden. Take us back to when you realized this kid was special. I don't know how much college football you were watching once you got into the league. He wins the Heisman. Is it the first practice? Is it the first camp? When did Brian Robinson realize this kid's got it?
Honestly, when we started working together, obviously just on a more of a schedule, and I just kind of started to see how he was going about his business and the meetings and learning the playbook and just, just stepping into his shoes and, making plays consistently, just climbing up that ladder. Then, I already, just knew that he was going to skyrocket. Like, he was just doing everything, that he was supposed to do, and if not more. And that has nothing to do with his abilities, that comes after, everything that he was doing to just prepare himself, his mind, body, and soul.
How are you feeling today? Do you think you're going to go against the Steelers, or can you talk about it?
I'm not. I feel good. Obviously sitting out this weekend, helped me. So, I feel great.
B-Rock.
And I'm ready to play.
That helps a little bit. That helps a little bit.
If that helps anybody, I'm ready.
Right. Well, I got you on one of my fantasy teams, so I kind of need to know.
That's creeping in.
Okay, so it's one of those little fantasy crossovers.
Yeah. I mean,
so B-Rob, we're hoping you play, but the running back room, really, it was a team effort against the Giants. I mean, Chris Rodriguez looked really good. He had 11 carries. Eckler had 11 carries as well. He scores. We know Jaden chipped in, and Jeremy McNichol. So it wasn't just like one guy had to take on the load there. Like, it was a real group effort to get that win from the running back room with you on the sideline.
Man, and that's just a testament of our group and, the work that we put in, just, making sure that everybody on board, when it's time to, strap up and go get the win. Regardless of the circumstances, stuff happens. That's something we, we preach and we, talk about, from day one. It's a long season, stuff happens. Everybody got to be ready. Everybody got to be prepared, going to start. And, it's going to show when it shows, and I'm just glad that they was ready for it when it, when it came to their test.
All right, Brian, I got to flip the script here and talk about your boys. There's a big game on Saturday down in Baton Rouge. I believe when you were at Bama, you beat LSU 3 out of 4. I could be wrong on that, but I think you did. It's kind of an elimination game because when you were in college, it was the 4-team playoff. Now they've expanded it to 12 teams. So it's kind of an elimination game, certainly for Bama, because if Bama loses, it'll be their third loss. Talk about the matchup and how are you feeling with your boys going down to Baton Rouge to play the Tigers.
Well, like I said, it's the first time in years where I've actually felt like this would really be a good, you know, a great matchup, man. I really, really can go either way. And I'm behind my guys 100%, you know. You know, I'm rooting for them. You know, hostile environment, mm-hmm. you know, a team that's, you know, pushing for something. And, you know, it's just one of those weeks, you know. I'm excited to see how it all unfolds, you know. I got Jaden chirping at me.
Right.
He's been chirping since the season started.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Yeah, so it's like, what made me feel no any better for them to just beat them so I can just get Jay to just be quiet for the rest of the season. that'll make up for us losing to Vandy and Tennessee and, you know, possibly not even, you know, going
to the playoffs. So. Right. Yeah, did you bet dinner on it with Jaden?
Can't talk betting with NFL players.
It's just dinner. I'm not talking about money. It's just dinner. That's what you should have done. So it's just bragging rights.
I'm gonna make him dress up as Big Al if we win for sure.
Very good. All right, speaking of dinner, it's time now for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering.
Brian, we got a question. Are you ready to chip T.J. Watt?
Oh, boy.
T.J. Watt?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, of course I am. Like, it's easy, you know?
Have you played against T.J. before?
I have not.
I have not. Okay.
It's going to be fun.
He's looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah. Right.
Do you enjoy that part of the game? I mean, obviously you like scoring touchdowns and stuff, but do you like helping the offensive line chipping? How difficult is it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially against guys like TJ, like it makes me feel good that I can keep him off my quarterback. And I look forward to stuff like that. I look forward to competing against guys like that. And, you know, like I got asked some questions earlier about Myles Garrett, and that was nothing. Uh-huh. You know, so we're gonna see how it all unfolds.
Brian, do you think that Adam Peters will make any trade deadline moves?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not sure, but
good answer. That's the best answer of the day from you, B-Rob. Smart. You're diplomatic.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, need your walk-up song next week.
I got you. Thank you.
All right. That's Brian Robinson, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. He's going to join us every Tuesday throughout the rest of the Commanders season. When we come back, we will do Cakes' entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.